talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it made yesterday. There's a verdict in the Ghislaine Maxwell case. She was the procurer for Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was linked to an awful lot of fairly prominent people in this country. In any event, Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted of all but one of the charges against her for trafficking, in a sense. I mean, they have words like enticement, procuring, and that kind of thing, but they are felonies. One of the felonies that she was convicted of has a maximum sentence of about 40 years. She's not going to get 40 years. She's 60 years old. She turned 60 years old on Christmas Day, believe it or not, December 25th. Ghislaine Maxwell turned 60 years old, but she's certainly looking for a number of years in the pen. She's going to appeal. Her family's rallied around her, her brothers and sisters, and she'll appeal. I personally don't think that appeal is really going anywhere. There's an awful lot of evidence, a lot of testimony, and there's no real secret as to what occurred. So in any event, that's another high profile trial that's been dominating the news for a couple of days, more than that, the trial itself. Ghislaine Maxwell convicted on all but one charge, and that charge that she was not convicted on had to do with enticement. The word was enticement of a underage girl, and the jury asked for a definition of that word. The judge just referred them to her instructions, and so they didn't convict her on that one. But on all the others, I have no idea what the sentence is going to be. The judge can make it concurrent or consecutive. In other words, if you're convicted on three felonies and they're 5 years each, you could go away for 15 years or 5 years. So I suspect these will not be consecutive, but there will be a substantial prison term. Going to the insurrection, there's something we talked about a lot, and it's coming to the fore again. Simply because of the wiles, the defenses that a lot of these defendants are coming up with. You know, it's just a misdemeanor. I wandered into the Capitol somewhere. Well, that happens all the time with tourists. Well, no, it doesn't happen all the time with tourists. And they don't come armed, and they don't come to hang the vice president and murder the Speaker of the House. But the U.S. government was looking for some more weapons in these prosecutions to avoid defenses like, just a bunch of tourists, bunch of guys got carried away, had a few beers, went up there, didn't mean anything. Just ceremonial. Well, they've come up with a fascinating prosecution tool. You might remember back almost 20 years ago, there was a meltdown in the economy, and there was a lot of securities fraud. And this is 20 years ago, so Enron went under. You remember all that? And there's a lot of just fake fraudulent accounting. The Congress passed a law called the Sarbanes-Oxley Act that is so obscure that a lot of lawyers would be hard-pressed to say what it was. It's essentially an anti-fraud provision that's designed to get at prosecuting people who committed that kind of fraud. However, what it does do, it makes it a crime to obstruct an official proceeding. In other words, a lot of these people committed fraud. They were obstructive in the investigation and so forth. And the Sarbanes-Oxley Act is being used now by the federal government to prosecute the rioters, the insurrections. Now, some people would say, come on, Sarbanes-Oxley, we think of that as something having to do with securities, with accounting, with disclosure, and all that kind of stuff. But it's a very, very effective tool because, for one thing, it's a 20-year felony. The maximum sentence is 20 years. 20 years. So in the past, if they were prosecuting the early prosecutions against these guys, some of these people were getting off with 10 days house arrest, 30 days house arrest, you know, 10 days work release, this kind of thing. And they'd boast. They'd go back to their towns and they'd boast. I was a veteran of the insurrection and all they did was slap me on the wrist. And for some of these people who are ginned up by Trump, by Don Trump Jr., by Steve Bannon, Giuliani, and Mo Brooks, and all of these people, they may have just been guys that came. They don't pay attention to a lot of news. They think they heard about the big steal. They were told to come there. They were told by the commander in chief of the armed forces to march on the Capitol. That's exactly what he said. March on the Capitol. Nobody's going to take your country back if you don't do it yourself. And I'll be with you. I'll lead you. And they thought, well, if the commanding officer of all of our military is going to lead us up to the Capitol, we'll follow him. See what happens. That was not the attitude of the real plotters. That was not the attitude of the people that were at the Willard Hotel the morning of January 6th, when Trump called and they finalized the execution of their plan. That was not the plan of the people who marched in military formation, and they knew exactly what they're doing. But it is true that a lot of these people were simply people that got swept up in it. Now, those people who got swept up in it, they are not being prosecuted for felonies. And frankly, they shouldn't be. Some of them misdemeanors. And if there are felonies, they get smaller jail time. And many of them have actually recanted and repented and said, look, you know, I didn't realize what was going on. I'm deeply ashamed that I did it. And they mean it. Some people are like that, and that's fine. But for the plotters, the planners, the people who beat up cops, if you physically touched a cop, beat him, punched him, sprayed bear spray in his face, that kind of thing, more than 100 officers were injured. They were injured, more than 100. There were 5 people killed, woman shot, an insurrectionist. Insurrectionist trampled to death, cop almost beaten to death. Those people deserve substantial jail time. Who did that? Substantial jail time. Well, this particular felony that some of them are being prosecuted on is a 20-year felony. And what that enables the prosecution to do is to go to the lawyer on the other side, the defendant, and they go, okay, now you're playing Russian roulette here, Jack. You are really have a prisoner's dilemma here, because if you go to trial and lose, you could go away for 20 years. And even if the judge gives you credit for time served or lops a few years off, that's a huge chunk of somebody's life. You know, these guys, they were guys in their 20s, but they were guys in their 30s, 40s, and 50s in there too, and women. If at that age you go away for anywhere close to 20 years, you've blown your whole life. So the prosecution can then offer as a plea bargain shorter terms to be recommended by the prosecution. How about 3 years, 5 years? Well, at that point, a defendant who's on video beating up a cop, who's on video bear spraying a cop, who's on video shouting obscenities at cops as he beats them, has a real tough decision. If he goes to trial, what's his defense? He's very likely going to be convicted. And there's a dirty fact, a little known fact that I will share with you right now. As a matter of constitutional law, courts have ruled that you can't penalize somebody just for going to trial. In other words, if they go to trial, that is their right. And if they're convicted, you can't hold it against them and go, okay, you dared to go to trial, you're going to get an extra 10 years. As a matter of constitutional law, you can't say that or do that. Here's a dirty little secret. It happens all the time. Nobody ever says that's why they're doing it. But if a prosecutor offers you a plea bargain of, say, 3 or 5 years, and it's a 20-year felony, and then you go to trial, no, I'm going to go to trial. What's your defense? Oh, really? What's your defense? Well, I don't know what my defense is. you are going to get substantially more time for having gone to trial. I'm just flat out telling you that. No prosecutor will admit that. Every defense lawyer and every prosecutor privately over a beer playing poker will tell you that. That is the fact. So these guys have a very, very tough decision. I have no sympathy for them because of what they did. They beat up cops and they try to stop the certification of the guy who won the presidential election, and they try to upend our democracy. It was a coup. However, with Sarbanes-Oxley, what the government has done is goose this up to a 20-year felony from things like criminal trespass or assault and battery or that kind of thing, and puts a world of hurt on these defendants. A world of hurt on these defendants, and they're doing it selectively. You know, some idiot that goes stumbling up there going, oh, Trump's at the head of the line here, I'm going to go and support Trump. That idiot is not going to get a substantial jail term. And if he didn't hit a cop and he just was criminally trespassing, he'll get very little. But for the insurrectionists, the people that planned it, the people that were directed from the Willard Hotel and beat up cops, they've got a big decision now, and I know exactly what I'd recommend to them. You face a 20-year felony at trial, or here's a smaller term of incarceration, and they are very likely to take the smaller term. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.